Elsewhere, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Jordan amid protests over Washington's policies in the Middle East. Pence, who had held talks with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi before arriving in Amman, has met with Jordan's King Abdullah. Pence's four-day visit to the region is part of attempts to convince Middle Eastern countries that the U.S. is, quote, committed to the peace process between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Several dozen Jordanians gathered outside the U.S. Embassy in Amman ahead of Pence's arrival to voice their anger over a number of issues, including the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel. The decision, which was announced back in December, sparked outrage and forced the U.S. to postpone Pence's visit to the region. Activist and political commentator Shabir Hassan Ali joins us now from London. Mr. Hassan Ali, are we seeing a trip of damage control being carried out by the U.S. Vice President?
Yeah, I think that's a very good way of putting it, to be fair. The problem you're going to have is the people of both Egypt and Jordan, not to mention Palestine, are completely against what America is doing. The problem you have is the leadership in all of those three entities are very close to America, and in fact are, to a degree, Egypt and Jordan are quite dependent on America for their, they feel for their existence. And because of this, America will be able to manipulate. I mean, if you look at what Trump has been, what Pence has said during his trip to Egypt, and he'll no doubt echo this to Jordan, is that America is somehow committed to this notion of a two-state solution and this, that, and the other. Whereas the reality is there is no two-state solution. That solution is finished. There is no, some would argue it was stillborn, but there is no possibility of a two-state solution because there is no possibility of a Palestinian state as things stand in the status quo as it is today. There is no part of Palestine that hasn't been occupied in one way or another by Zionist settlers with the blessing of the occupying regime in Tel Aviv. And now the same, they've done this to Jerusalem. So what they're talking about in terms of a two-state solution is quite strange. I mean, of course, we know that Mohammed bin Salman has applied pressure on behalf of Netanyahu and Trump on Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, to say that, okay, you should accept Abu Dis as your capital and Khalli, and leave Jerusalem, all of this. But it doesn't matter what Mahmoud Abbas says or what any of these oligarchs say. The people of the world, the people who are with the Palestinian struggle within Palestine and outside, will not accept any of this farcical. And there is only one solution. And everyone knows this. The Zionists know this. The Americans know this. The Saudis know this. Everyone knows this. And that's a one-state solution, as suggested by Ayatollah Khamenei, where he said, you have a referendum for all of the people of Palestine, the ones that have been exiled outside, let them have a vote. People decide, and you have a government that the people decide on, the same way that you had in Iran in 1979, where the people of that land, the Palestinians, choose the type of government. This doesn't mean that all of the Jewish people are going to get thrown out. No, there were Jews living in Palestine long before the entity named Israel was put into existence by plots against the people of Palestine. So really what needs to happen is Trump and all of these people need to really get a reality check. And the only way that's going to happen is if the people of Egypt, Jordan, Palestine, the rest of the world, occupied Arabia, Bahrain, everywhere stands up in unison and says, you know what, we don't recognize the American policy. We don't recognize this Israeli entity. And we have a global march from every corner to Palestine, to Jerusalem. And that way, you push the Zionists away, you push the oligarchs that are occupying Palestine away, you allow the normal people to carry on, and you have a referendum. And the UN needs to facilitate this because the UN is responsible for the creation and sustenance of this corrupt entity. And now the UN is saying that it can't support the Palestinians because somehow America has decided to cut funding. The UN needs to move from Washington, from New York, and move to somewhere neutral. And the veto power of all of these so-called five permanent members needs to be removed. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done, obviously. But what Pence is doing in Jordan and in Egypt, he's just going to be trying to, like, you know, look after the people that he handled, the Sisis and the Abdullahs of this world.
Right.
and, you know, try and get them to pacify their people, which will fail.
Activist and political commentator Shebri Hassanali joining us from London. Thank you, sir.